A South Dakota inmate serving life without parole is asking the South Dakota Supreme Court to overturn his sentence. Jonathan Kleintaub was charged with masterminding the plot that resulted in the 2015 murder of his former girlfriend in Rapid City. He agreed to plead guilty to first-degree manslaughter and left it up to the judge to determine his sentence. At oral arguments on Tuesday, January 12th, his attorney said the life sentence violates Kleintaub's Eighth Amendment right against cruel and unusual punishment. Jonathan Kleintaub is represented by Elizabeth Regalado, a Pennington County public defender. She tells justices that Kleintaub admitted to first-degree manslaughter but received the same sentence he'd have faced for murder.
So essentially, Mr. Kleintaub bargains for a lesser charge, and the state agrees to that lesser charge. And yet when he's punished as though he is still being convicted of a Class A or B felony.
Regalado says Judge Heidi Lindgren abused judicial discretion by imposing life and did not factor in Kleintaub's intellectual disability and childhood abuse.
The court actually violated the legislative intent of the statute, and that reserves the most severe sanctions for the most serious combination of offenders and offenses.
The state contends that Kleintaub meets those criteria. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland says Kleintaub, at sentencing, said he was sorry for orchestrating the victim's death and would accept whatever penalty the judge imposed.
A defendant who, in a ploy for leniency, says that he will accept his sentence with no intent of doing so if the sentence displeases him, is thinking on a level and thinking ahead and planning on a level above intellectual disability.
Sweetland says the judge heard 4 days of testimony before sentencing Kleintaub and took into account his marginal IQ as well as his sociopathy and chances of rehabilitation.
Though Mr. Kleintaub did not have a significant criminal history, he did have a long history of sociopathic behavior, including preoccupation with violence, death, aggression towards females, fire starting, and cruelty to animals.
Sweetland notes that in the year after the victim's death, 4 separate women applied for protection orders against Kleintaub. Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.